Yeah, I mean, it was, because it hurt us big time in the game. We lost it, and we had a lot of stuff go wrong in the game, but we lost by 3 points in the end. So you eliminate one of those big plays, and we win the game. But, yeah, so we'll be ready to go this Sunday.
Tim, is it directional, then, as much as anything that might be the most critical element with him? Do you have to bring that sideline into play and use it as your
plan? That's what a lot of people do. So we'll, we've got a game plan. Yeah, I'll probably just hit low line drives down the middle, 45 yards, and see if he can do anything with it. Yeah, we definitely, he presents an interesting and difficult challenge that's kind of really unique to him. I mean, there's a lot of great returners, but he's probably the best that's ever played. So, he presents a serious challenge.
Tim, how much better a punter do you think you are now compared to
I think I've learned how to become a productive punter much more than I understood earlier on. And then plus I just have more experience, so I'm more comfortable and confident. But Coach Slocum's helped me a great deal in really changing my mindset into turning punting into a competition with the returner, trying to eliminate that returner as much as possible. So I think that has been, aside from just working fundamentals and getting experience and gaining confidence by hitting good punts in big games, him sort of us meeting a lot and him kind of changing my mindset has helped me become more productive for the team. And when I say productive, I mean, fewer returns, higher net averages, that sort of stuff. So
you had a 54-yarder that they fair caught, had a fair catch this last week. And that was a fairly pivotal punt. I mean, it was a field position battle at that point. How big was that punt? What did that feel like?
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I went out there, and the punt before, the Giants had gotten great pressure, and I had kind of hit a reactive punt where, it just didn't hit a very good punt on it, but got it out of there. So I knew as soon as I went out there again, I saw they were in the same look they were in the last time. I was like, and going out there, I knew the situation in the game. I knew we needed a big punt, and I was happy to be able to deliver it there when we needed it.
So how much do you deal with wind in terms of, I know a kicker has to deal with the wind on side to side, but when you're directionally punting, is it a challenge, to put the ball where you want it?
Wind makes them, cold and wind make a difference, and wind is even more difficult than cold. So, the wind, number one, once you drop the ball, it moves the ball, so you don't necessarily contact it exactly how you want to. And then once you do contact the ball, it moves the ball up in the air. So wind presents a challenge, but sometimes you can use it to your advantage, too. I mean, if it's behind you or if it's blowing the direction you're wanting to kick it, it can help you. So it can help and hurt, but I have to be mindful of it for sure.
You knew you were coming to this cold weather. Has it been everything that you thought it would be, or has it been a bigger challenge, or how do you think you handle it?
I think it's been pretty much what I expected, and it presents a challenge. It's a difficult place to play as a punter and kicker for sure, but I'm kind of learning how to get through it and how to be productive in it, and kind of starting to embrace it and not view it as a bad thing at all. Actually, I heard a great quote the other day I really liked that said, the weather doesn't beat you, the opponent beats you. So it's not as though, we're going out there trying to win football games. I'm not going out there thinking I'm going to hit 4-8 hang time that's 50 yards, on the sideline. That's hard to do in perfect conditions, but, it's downright impossible whenever you're playing in cold and windy games. So,
You worry about those numbers in practice, but once the game's on, it's...
Well, the game's about production, and so however you can get that done is the number one priority.
So are they able to force you to punt the ball in certain directions by their rush,
They can to some degree, and I think we have a great protection. Coach Slocum's done an awesome job, and our guys up front have done an awesome job. With their width and how they set, which makes me more comfortable back then, gives me a little more range. But, yeah, sure, anytime. It's like anything else in the game where, they can stack a bunch of guys on one side and it can influence things or, what have you, or whether or not they're in pressure looks or return looks or whatever the case may be.
have you learned most in your rookie season that's helped you get through and be a productive partner?
This whole idea of turning the game into a competition with the returner, trying to eliminate the returner as much as possible. So trying to get as many fair catches or unreturnable balls and balls that net a decent yardage, and understanding the where we're at in the point of the game, or and using the Aussie punts when those are effective going in and all that kind of stuff. So kind of just learning how to manage the game and compete with the returner. That's what's been, that mindset's helped me the most.
How much of your job is confidence, too? It seems like you've been confident as the season's gone along.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things I've learned, too, is being resilient. And, you know, if you hit a bad punt, keep spirits up and expect to go out there and hit a good one the next one. And I think the first quarter of the season, my emotions were up and down. Confidence was all over the place. And, yeah, I mean, up and low and hitting highs, too. But I think I've been able to stabilize that a little bit more since that first Minnesota game. And so I'm learning that, too. Yeah, I track. I mean, I watch film on all my practices and all my games, and I keep a notebook that I just kind of detail. I mean, I'll write down statistical stuff, but then and then I'll take notes on pretty much every rep that I take. I didn't really need to look back on the notes on that one. I can remember it pretty clearly. So, but yeah, I do use that as a reference, and it kind of keeps me focused and, you know, moving forward, because we're always trying to improve as players.
But Tim, you know, the coverage on Hester kind of starts with you, I suppose.
Sure.
And like, how big a factor is that? Or, you know, where you put the ball, how you kick it, and so forth. Do you look at that as a huge factor in containing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to contain him. And so, I mean, we have a game plan going in this week of how to try to do that best. I mean, you're right. It starts with me, and trying to limit returns as much. I mean, I don't want to go into game plan stuff very much, but he presents a unique and difficult challenge. So. We got our hands full, to say the least.